ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
A feelings fire hose. I'm going to use that. Russia's strategy in Ukraine has changed, according to experts, and that could have consequences for all of us. Some of Kyiv's leading energy industry voices say the sector is being targeted, with energy infrastructure coming under fire like never before, threatening to hurt consumers beyond Ukraine. Luke Siddham-Dundon has spoken to one of those experts. And Luke, the big question is, what's changed this year?
Hi, PK. So late last week, Kyiv's main power plant was hit in a drone attack and destroyed. It's the sound of air raid sirens going off around the Trepilska power plant. It's Ukraine's third largest power facility and supplies some 3 million residents in the region. The Russian Ministry of Defense says the drone strikes were a retaliation for similar Ukrainian attacks on Russian oil refineries and airfields. But experts say it's just the latest strike that puts Ukraine perilously close to an energy cliff. Andrei Kobolev is the former boss of Naftogaz, which is Ukraine's state-run oil and gas company. He says Russia is targeting Ukraine's energy security and is trying to make the country unlivable.
We are very close to losing lights for a significant portion of time. Now there is a low, so-called low consumption season because we are right in between winter and summer when consumptions peak. Then they're going to be a big deficit. They're targeting mostly balancing electricity generation capacities and also our gas transmission and storage system. So those are two vital elements of our energy security, and they are now being the main targets. Very focused and very massive attacks.
So, Luke, has Russia's strategy actually changed?
Some in Ukraine say yes. So for 2 years, Ukraine endured a barrage of Russian airstrikes. Winter strikes often targeted power plants. This year, the onslaught continues in the months leading up to summer. It's a time of high energy consumption due to the hot weather. Kyiv says Moscow's strategy has changed. Some say the strikes have become more precise, that Moscow knows exactly where to hit. But Andrei Kobolev says it's more a matter of volume.
The information I have is that it's not about precision. It's more about the fact that Russians have started focusing solely on several infrastructure objects. And then they shoot out larger quantities of various projectiles against that object in a very short period of time. Our anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems are not capable of shooting them down, for example, the way that Israel is capable to shoot down 99% of Iranian projectiles shot in their direction. The quality of Russian attacks did not increase, but rather the quantity grew up significantly. It shows Russians being more brutal and more focused on hitting the civil infrastructure elements which remain alive in Ukraine.
Now, it's worth noting that Andrei Kobolev left Naftogaz in 2021. That's a year before the full-scale invasion. Since then, he's been fighting corruption charges that he misled the company board into paying him a huge bonus in 2018. If proven, he faces jail time, but he denies the charges. Yet he's warning that Russia is conducting what is essentially an energy war, which could hurt consumers far beyond Ukraine. For instance, Ukraine is Europe's largest natural gas holder, with storage facilities located in the country's west. They were hit by Russian attacks last week, pushing European natural gas prices up.
Targeting those objects will definitely have impact on the whole European gas market, which means there may be potential shortage of gas next winter, which will definitely have an impact. For electricity, this would mean that Ukraine will have to import more. If there's going to be deficit, for example, in gas, natural gas supply in Europe because of the military conflict, that may mean larger natural gas prices in the region, and Europe is one of the biggest natural gas supply regions in the world, which means there will be global impact on pricing. So indirectly, Ukraine does have impact on other energy markets in the world.
So could the targeting of Ukrainian energy infrastructure impact Australia's own energy sector, Luke?
Well, we're a major gas exporter to our region. That insulates us to a certain extent. Yet 2 years ago when the invasion began, we'll remember that gas and oil prices skyrocketed. In response, the government imposed a temporary price cap on gas supplied to the domestic market. It was aimed to protect households against future short-term shocks. As European supplies dwindled, Australia increased supply to Asia. But what happens if European gas is hit even further and Asia needs even more from us? The Grattan Institute's Energy Program Director, Tony Wood, says Canberra is well prepared for that.
Remember that the very significant majority of the gas that we produce in Australia is exported anyway. So if we had to, at short notice, provide gas into Europe, because, for example, or even to Asia, because some of the countries that provide gas into Asia now might divert some of their gas into Europe, then we could be connected that way. Now, if that happens, then finding gas to be diverted that way is a challenge. We don't simply have a big bottle of gas sitting there just to be sold off to the nearest buyer. Now, we do have a $12 a gigajoule cap on domestic gas prices for gas that is diverted to the Australian market. That's the sort of thing that can help ensure that domestic gas prices in Australia are not disrupted. The main point here is that you've got to respond responsibly internationally, but don't be irresponsible domestically. And that's, governments have got to do both. That's their job.
Grattan Institute's Tony Wood there, speaking with, of course, Luke Sydenham-Dundon. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.